MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chenin now with Gert Blignaut. He is CEO of Beefmaster Group. Gert, good to chat. 2024, a tough year for the beef industry. 2025, perhaps looking a little bit better. I want to start with exports, which, as I understand, are relatively small in the industry's life, but they seem to be growing. Saudi Arabia's opened up. I imagine there is really good potential for the beef industry for potential exports.
No, good morning, Simon. Yeah, for sure. As you said, 2024 had its challenges with the low economic growth and consumer spending in South Africa. The whole industry was under pressure, but there was a few other things as well regarding input prices when going up. Mm. All those type of things really put pressure on. But the light in the tunnel was the exports, consumers outside the country. So that for sure is a big drive for us as a company, but as well as a drive for the industry at the moment. So the potential lie there. Not to say that the South African, let's say, consumer is going to run out of meat. That will never happen because we are so far from what is really possible.
Yeah.
If you look for the likes of Australia, they export 70% of their production.
Wow.
And a country like Brasilia, that has a cattle herd of about 219 million cattle, compared to the 13 million cattle of South Africa, is exporting 30% of their production, and we're still at 5%. So, although we grow the slaughter numbers and the production is growing in the country, the exports grow as well, but it still stays at around 5% of the production. So, yeah, for sure, that's where the opportunity is. We've got a good product. Mm-hmm. We've got good facilities in the country. We can compete against the best in the world. So we just need that opportunity.
Yeah, and I take your point. And as if exports grow, we can grow that capacity and grow the industry. So as you point out, we don't run out of our beef. Foot and mouth disease, there's been some challenges around that. Is that largely resolved as a concern? I mean, obviously, it's always in the back of one's mind, but is that a largely resolved issue?
I've read a article a few days back that they said that there was no new outbreaks in the Eastern Cape, and the Eastern Cape is the recent outbreak or the worst, or let's say the recent bad outbreak that happened in 2024, in May in 2024. So before that, there was a few outbreaks that happened in 2022 in the central parts of South Africa. That was actually the real bad part, because it happened in areas where it never happened in the past. Mm. Now, those areas are resolved, the parts in the middle of the country. The Dalrot did announce last year, sometime in the last quarter of last year, that all those outbreaks have been resolved and all of those areas quarantine has been lifted. Mm-hmm. But now we still sit with a real big province, or a big cattle supplying province, that still have the sort over his head. So
yeah.
It's good news that there's no new outbreaks, but it's still going to take a year or two to resolve those outbreaks by for example, you either cull the animals, but most of these cattle that have it in the Eastern Cape is dairy cattle, so the farmers is keeping them, and they will only lift the quarantines and say it's resolved after, let's say, they don't test any, or they have a receptor. I don't know exactly the terms, but yeah, they will test, and at a point, if the level of the antibodies is lower than a specific level, then they say it's gone, and then they will resolve it. But that's going to take a year or two.
Gotcha.
But the big problem that we've got at the moment is, and that is the challenges, and I don't have the answers, is that we've lost our free zone status, or free zone export status, in 2019 with that first outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
So to really regain access to a certain amount of countries that have that as a as a deal breaker. If you don't have that free zone status again, then they don't want to do business with you. For example, our neighboring country, Namibia, is one of them. Mm-hmm. Since 2019, they haven't bought any beef from South Africa because of that reason. So we need to reinstate that that status. And for that, then there mustn't be any cases.
Got
and
you.
All the old cases must be resolved. Yeah, so still, it's under the conditions as it is, and with countries that is happy to deal with us the way we handle the disease at the moment, it's good, and we're focusing on more such countries to do business with. But if we can regain our free status, I suppose it's going to get better.
I take your point on that. No, an improving consumer locally will help as well, I imagine. We'll leave that there. That's Sadlik Nordi, CEO of Beefmaster Group. Appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.